All right, here we go. Rock and Roll Tuesday. I'm ready.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And we're celebrating again the change. Yeah. That if you call in with the correct answer, you're going to win. You win.
A gift card from Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Where you are good to go. Thank you, Cruisers.
All you got to do is identify the song that I'm assuming this is going to be your question today.
Yeah, it's going to be a single.
Name the artist and the song that I'm about to play.
Now, this is a little bit of a toughie.
Which I haven't seen yet.
Nope. Yeah, but our category today is Motown.
Okay, good.
Motown.
Yeah, that ought to be
now, easy. I'm handing Ron a single that was released 50 years ago.
Ooh, 1967.
But what we want you to do, as Ron has already mentioned, name the tune and the artist. Now, I will say, this tune...
Obscure?
I wouldn't call it obscure, but it's certainly... It's not one of the...
It's not one of the ones you think of when you think of Motown?
No, you'll think definitely Motown, but it's not one of this group's most well-known hits.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we'll make this a little bit of a toughie.
All right.
So I'm handing Ron the Motown-labeled single.
I can't wait.
Yep. Everybody give us a call, 919-929-WCHL,
which is 9245. I'm dropping it down. And I'm not looking at it, which is not always easy to do. Freddie has to kind of help me.
Well, that's right. But you did. You did very good there.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Here we go. Listen up. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas.
Honey Child.
Everybody. Best known for Heat Wave and...
Dancing in the Street, Nowhere to Run.
Yeah. You know, they did Honey Child, and it's sort of like Jimmy Mac. Jimmy Mac, When You're Coming Back. That's not one that people think of.
Well, I love this tune.
And Honey Child is a good one.
I was at a basketball reunion a couple of weeks ago for the 67 to 77 UNC basketball teams.
Yeah.
Sitting around a table. What a hoot.
Yeah, I bet it was.
John Kuster, Mitch Kupchak, Tommy Lagarde,
Phil
Randy
Ford.
Will. Phil wasn't there. He had to go to a wedding. Jeff Mason, one of the managers, Danny Vesey, another manager.
Mm-hmm.
We just had a blast. And in the middle of all this, of course, the DJ's playing tunes from that era, and they played Honey Child. I went, I'm pulling that one out for,
that's
I'm going to remember that one for name that tune.
That's a good tune. You know what my favorite Martha Reeves and the Vandellas song is?
Which one?
Quicksand.
Oh, that is a good one.
I know, it's really good. But
Nowhere to Run's mine.
Yeah, it wasn't much of a hit, but it's always been the one that I like.
Well, Martha Reeves and the Vandellas had a string, and then Quincy Jones decided that maybe some of the songs that he liked best that were being written should go perhaps to Diana Ross.
Oh, yeah.
And that didn't go over real well.
Yeah. Yeah, my goodness. Well, I ain't going to say anything about that because there are a lot of Diana Ross fans around here. But the Supremes are a great band, too, but they did get the best material.
Yeah,
they
got some grimy. They had a run, too. But, I mean, Motown was special, as everybody will agree.
Yep. Berry Gordy Jr.
Yep. Honey Child peaked at number 11, stayed on the Billboard chart for 12 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't heard it in a while, look it up and play it. It's a good tune.
Exactly. Well, we just played it, so that'll bring back memories.
Play the whole thing.